You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I think, obviously... there are Democrats on this list, too, or there are Democrats involved with Jeffrey Epstein. I have never, ever suggested that this is a partisan issue, and it's only Republicans. And I have brought up Bill Clinton's name many times. I mean, think about the history of that man. You think he wouldn't want to have sex with underage girls, with somebody's daughter? And every one of you that has a daughter or a granddaughter needs to think about what you're doing if you're asking that these files not be released. You are protecting men having sex with people like your daughter. Big men, disgusting, in many cases, wrinkled men with big pot bellies having sex with your young daughters. You can't protect that. You have to be for the release of the files if you have daughters. Or granddaughters. This I don't think any agenda is bigger than busting the people who are involved in this. But that's a really interesting point. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
A couple of them are really taking the assignment and telling us why MAGA is not giving up on this. Good. Here's a text that says, the whole point of the Epstein conspiracy theory is that Biden was covering up all the pedophiles by not releasing the files. Trump said he would release them immediately if he was elected. Now he's not releasing them, and MAGA feels that there is a cover-up of some type still going on. But they're focusing on Pam Bondi rather than the one person that can tell her to release them, and that's Trump. So the ire of MAGA will eventually hit Trump.
Well, that's a really good point, because they are really focusing more on Pam Bondi and others than Donald Trump himself. And Donald Trump could make this happen if he wanted to. So MAGA, it's almost like, MAGA attacking Donald Trump himself is like a wooden stake through the heart of a vampire. You know, they're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. They're going to do anything to protect Donald Trump. So they'll attack Pam Bondi. But it's really the Trump administration. It's really Trump. So, look, I understand the part about Biden, and maybe, and I talked about this when Biden was president. We discussed this many times. The files should be released. And I said this in so many ways and so often when Biden was president. And I thought at the time that Biden was trying to protect the Democrats, and I thought that maybe Bill Clinton is on the list, because he seems like the type that would do this sort of thing. And Bill Clinton might have been on the list, so they wanted to protect the Democrats. But protecting people is not the answer. Exposing people who do this, that's the answer.
Here's a text that's kind of in two parts. I'll read the first one, we'll talk about it, and then I'll read the second one, and we'll definitely talk about that. Here's the text that says, what if the files in the evidence that we knew were there were destroyed by the Biden administration? Then they would no longer exist. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying it's possible.
Well, then why did Pam Bondi say that the files were on her desk? I mean, she seemed very certain. Okay, so She lied to, so no matter what, somebody's lying. The Trump administration is lying to us one way or the other. So it's possible that they were destroyed. But Pam Bondi in February, in an interview with John Roberts on Fox News, seemed very definite. The files are on my desk. There's no interpretation there. The files are on my desk. And now they're suddenly gone. You don't find that to be rather suspicious?
Now, here's a text that is really interesting from the same person. And they say, MAGA wants justice and accountability, regardless if it puts Donald Trump on the cross.
I would like to believe that.
That is the biggest crock
it is.
I think I have seen come through on the text line in many months. Justice and accountability are anathema to Donald Trump and to the MAGA movement. If you don't know anything else about what they do, it's that they never, ever, ever take accountability for a mistake or admit that they were misled or admit that they were wrong about something. This is what happens when you try and tell MAGA voters something that they don't want to hear. They make up a secondary lie to justify their belief in the first lie, and then they ignore the fact that they've been humiliated by buying the first lie in the first place.
That's right.
This is the guy, Donald Trump, who cheats his employees. He lies on his taxes. He lies to the banks. He lies to insurance companies. He lies to his own lawyers. You don't think he's going to lie to you? No. They know he's going to lie to them. They expect him to do that. They demand that he does that. If you want to hold your audience when your lies collapse, you've got to give them an escape route. So when one lie collapses, he and his supporters, they never reckon with that.
No.
They never take accountability for that. They never apologize for it. They just build a new lie, an even bigger lie. And eventually, Trump was going to build a lie that was so massive that it could not hold up under its own weight, and it would fall over and crush him. And that's where we are at in this moment today. Maybe, just maybe now, the house of cards is starting to collapse, and his supporters will see that that's all it's ever been. Just made for TV BS.
Yeah, I would love.
Deflection, bullying, bluster, no accountability, no justice.
I would love for MAGA to be about justice and accountability.
Me too.
But they're not.
Never have.
But they're not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.